أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تجعل يدك مغلولة إلى عنقك ولا تبسطها كل البسط فتقعد ملوما محصورا. إن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر إنه كان بعباده خبيرا بصيرا. صدق الله العظيم. In the last ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke with regards to two scenarios that occur in the life of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in the life of every individual. One is those who would squander wealth, who will use it to create facade on this earth. They would come and ask. And the other is that one does not possess and people would come and ask, what should be the attitude, what should be the behavior? فَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا. Speak to them kindly, gently. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala refers to a particular incident, ayat number 29. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala refers to a particular incident in the life of our Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not possess much possessions, even in the bare necessities. Clothing to cover the body is a bare necessity. But that also, many occasions, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would possess sometimes one sheet. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would possess the kurta, the upper garment, and there would only be one. Sometimes there would be one lungi. And that was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on one occasion, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed just one kurta, one upper garment, a boy came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my mother requests that you give her your kurta, your upper garment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an excuse and he said, at this point in time, this is the only one I have. And when Allah gives me something more, then I will inform you and then you can take that for your mother. The young boy goes back and he comes back again to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, no, my mother wants that one. The one that you're wearing, although it is the only one, she wants that one. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took off the kurta and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it to this boy, give it to your mother. Now the time of salah came. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who calls out the adhan and he waits for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not coming forth. In the riwayat, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and some other sahaba went to see what is the condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw him sitting and he said, I do not have the upper garment. I do not have a kurta to come forth and perform the salat. So that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's possessions. That was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's kindness. In certain riwayat, to complete that incident, in certain riwayat, that woman subsequently passed away and she made wasiyat that that kurta of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be used as a kafan. So we are coming back to the ayah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ. The literal translation is, and do not tie your hand or fasten your hand to your neck. And this was an expression that was used, that do not become such that you do not want to give anyone, you are not generous, you hold back, in that meaning that a person is so bakhil, a person is so stingy. So in Arabic they used to use this expression that the person is holding his neck. So Allah Ta'ala says, do not be so stingy. وَلَا تَبَسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ. And do not extend your hand extensively. And that was the expression, do not freely spend. In other words, spend to your own detriment. فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا. On the one hand, if you are stingy, then you will become reproach and secondly, mahsura, that if you give everything, then you yourself will be empty-handed. So here Allah Ta'ala directs Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but this is for the Ummah. And this is for those who after spending everything, they begin to regret and remorse. Otherwise we see in the Mubarak Hadith of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the expedition brought everything. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Abu Bakr, what did you leave for your family? Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accepted this. So this is for those people who when they give and they gave everything, there's such a loss that they begin to remorse, they begin to regret. Inna rabbaka yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Certainly your Rabb Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala spreads out sustenance for whomsoever Allah Ta'ala desires, wa yaqdiru, and Allah Ta'ala constrains. Innahu kana bi'ibadihi khabiran basira, and certainly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is well informed, and Allah Ta'ala beholds His slaves, whatever they do. Allah knows the heart with which it was done, and Allah Ta'ala sees the deed that is being carried out. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.